This is a GRDC podcast.
Sclerotinia stem rot costs Western and Southern canola growers around $59 million in crop losses annually. And while Australia doesn't currently have any resistant canola varieties, steps are being taken to resolve this and give growers better disease control. Hello, I'm Tony Crowley. And in today's podcast, we're joined by Dr. Lars Komphaus from the Centre for Crop and Disease Management. Through GRDC investment, Lars is leading new research to better understand this unpredictable fungal disease and develop resistant canola varieties for the Australian environment. Melissa Williams caught up with Lars at the CCDM Research Centre in Perth, Western Australia, where canola and pulse resistance trials are underway.
The sclerotinia is caused by what we call a necrotrophic fungal pathogen, Sclerotinia scleroteriorum. And basically what that fungus needs to do is kill the plant and then consume its dead tissue. So sclerotinia, in Australian context, over summers, in the paddock, in the form of these little hard structures that we call sclerotia. They look a bit like mouse droppings. And then when the conditions are favorable, they start to produce these little mushroom structures that we call apothecia. And they contain lots of spores that are wind dispersed, and they will land into the canopy of a canola crop. And it's where they infect the canola petals, which then drop into the canopy where they can infect the leaves, the petals, and eventually also the stem. And it's in the stem where you get these characteristic lesions, brown, grayish lesions that give that the rise to the name of the disease sclerotinia stem rot. And what happens then is the stem lodges and falls over, and that's where the yield loss occurs. We've also heard some stories from growers where they get disease much earlier on in the season. And that's caused by direct germination from these resting structures, where it's not producing a mushroom that releases the spores, but it starts attacking the base of the plant directly. And that's what we call basal infection. So that's a lot more rare, but there's been reports over the last 2 years in particular that this has been observed in canola, and to a lesser degree also in lupins.
What sort of production losses can it cause?
It's highly dependent on the environment. So when the crop starts to flower and is at 30 to 50% bloom, and you get rainfall events that create high in-canopy humidity, that's when you're guaranteed to pretty much get sclerotinia, provided that there is a sclerotia bank in your paddock. And so timing of applying fungicides is key in that sense. So if you don't apply the fungicides at the appropriate time, you will still get yield losses, and they vary depending on the incidence and severity of sclerotinia in your paddock. So what we're hoping to get to is varieties in the first instance. In the work that we've been focusing on is in canola, but we're keen to expand it into the pulses as well, to try and see if we can reduce the buildup of sclerotia in the stems. So if we can reduce that, we reduce the sclerotia bank in the paddocks, which will then minimize the disease spread and pressure in subsequent years. And so what we've done in the center is screen genetically the first set of Brassica napus, which is the Latin name for canola lines, and in that material we've identified a range of different responses to the disease, including some lines that have what we call partial resistance. So they will still form a lesion on the stem, but that lesion doesn't spread anywhere near as fast as in all current Australian varieties. And the tissue of that necrotic lesion is hard rather than soft. So most of the times what you see in commercial varieties is that these lesions, they spread across the main stem, and that causes that collapse, whereas in this partial resistance that we've identified, the spread of that lesion is arrested, and the tissue itself doesn't go soft. So that's an exciting step forward in trying to identify material that has some resistance. And now we want to know how heritable that is. So in other words, is it easy to take that resistance that we've identified and introduce it into a breeding program?
You have been able to find some areas of the world where there is some partial resistance in canola lines and other pulses. How are you going to put it to use in the research here?
What we've been able to do in the centre is sequence the complete genome. So we've decoded the genome of the pathogen, so we know every gene that it has in its isolate. And what we could then do is resequence isolates from America, Canada, Europe, and Western Australia and compare those isolates. And what we found was that the isolates in the Northern Hemisphere, so America, Canada, and Europe, were vastly different from those in Western Australia. And so that backed the question, is that resistant material that was identified in Canada against Canadian isolates and American isolates also resistant to our Western Australian isolates? And so we obtained that material from my colleagues in Canada and assayed it with 9 different Western Australian isolates and showed that material, so 4 lines in particular, also showed good resistance to Australian isolates. So we now have all up 8 different lines that we've identified that show some promising levels of resistance to the stem infection that we're keen to dissect further to see how resistance is operating and how it is inherited. So how hard is it to get that resistance introduced into modern Australian varieties?
So I guess this is the million-dollar question that researchers are always asked, but how soon could we be likely to see some resistance in varieties out in the paddock?
Yeah, well, that's highly dependent on how quick we can take it up into a breeding program. So with canola, depending on how many genes control this resistance phenotype, it might be a really quick and easy or a much more challenging route. So at this point in time, it's really hard to put it into perspective, but there's some new approaches that researchers have developed to even take up these more what we call polygenic traits, like resistance to Sclerotinia that's controlled by many different genes. And that's an approach called genomic selection. So we're really excited about trying to develop this as an approach to quickly take up this partial stem resistance into modern varieties. And once you've got it in a variety, it's still got to go through the NVT trials and so on and so forth. So at the earliest I would say maybe 5 to 8 years away, but that's probably an optimistic projection.
Dr. Lars Kophaus from the Centre for Crop and Disease Management. I'm Tony Crowley, and you've been listening to a GRDC podcast.